questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners from all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another edition from a series of Q&A in Islamic Beliefs from IRIV English Radio. Like always, we have invited a scholar from Qom Seminary Schools, Sheikh Nur Muhammad, to the show to help us answer the questions that we pose in this series of shows. Usually, we are trying to answer doubts or misconceptions and Islamic beliefs. The doubts which have been asked by different questioners from around the world. The question of the day that we want to talk about is about disclosing our belief in Islam. Why should we clearly and disclosedly say that we are Muslims? Is it accepted, and is it good to actually to hide our beliefs as a Muslim? Or no, we need to clearly and openly and outspokenly say that, okay, we are, alhamdulillah, we are Muslims. So what is the best way to tackle this issue? This is what we are going to ask from respected guest to speak of the show, Sheikh Nur Muhammad. Sheikh, assalamu alaikum, and welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I'm very glad to be here.
Thanks, Sheikh, and it's a great pleasure for us to have you here. Sheikh, some believe that they don't need to disclose and to declare that they are Muslims. And they say that, okay, just that I believe in Islam and Islamic laws, that's enough for me. Because I think it might be related to some other topics that we have discussed earlier. They say, okay, others have their own beliefs and I don't want to, let's say, touch other beliefs and to violate their rights. So is it violation of other rights to say that, okay, I'm Muslim? What's good or what's bad on that to say that I am Muslim? Clearly say that, because when I am a good Muslim and I am practicing Islam in the, let's say, best of my efforts, so it would be even a good role model for others to say, okay, he is a Muslim and he is practicing Islam well, and I think it's much more better. So is it even narrated, or is it even asked from us to hide our beliefs, not to say that we are Muslims, to hide our Islam? Is it the time for hiding our Islam, our beliefs? So what is this, let's say, new trends and tendencies that some have, and they say that we need to hide our beliefs, and as far as we are practicing Islam, that is enough?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, that's true. Unfortunately, we see among the Muslim community some people that believe that I need to hide my faith. This is my personal affair. Mm. I have my faith inside my heart. And there is no need to express my faith publicly. And there is no need even to practice it in public. Yep. Let's say I have my faith, I have my righteous action inside my home. Within my family members, I have it, I practice it. But when I go out in public, maybe sometimes it requires me to have hijab, maybe, talking about the, female Muslim. And when you have social responsibilities or social duties, it doesn't matter. There is no need to express that. There is no need to show it publicly.
True.
I want to say that, of course, this trend that you mentioned, that unfortunately we have these, tendency within our Islamic Ummah, especially to some people living in maybe in some of the Western countries.
Yeah.
I want to say that sometimes we need to stand by our faith, to show it, to indicate it. You know, it's true that we have the faith inside us. First of all, it is us that we have to have a strong faith to establish my personality. This is very important. But after all, sometimes it requires me to show it and to indicate it in public. Because as I said, we have two kind of duties. First of all, personal duties. And second, we have societal duties. For example, sometimes my faith requires me to go publicly outside and to demonstrate against the aggressive people
Arrogant powers.
Arrogant powers, yes, to do some demonstration against those people who are, you know, who doing injustice toward innocent people. Mm-hmm. I need to go out to, you know, show and to indicate my disagreements to those people. This is my societal duty. Okay.
Yeah.
When I see in public that some people having injustice toward other people, I need to stop that.
Very true.
I need to show and to indicate my faith. Okay.
Yeah. So what is the necessity of actually having such beliefs and actually propagating and promoting such wrong ideas? Is it bad to be a good role model for Muslims and even for non-Muslims to say that, okay, this is what Islam beautifully says and what expects me to be? So then I think it is the time that we need to ponder on what Imam Sadr al-Islam said. كُنُوا دَعَةَ النَّاسِ بَغَيْرَ أَلْسَنَتِكُمْ. So we are actually inviting people to Islam by our actions, by our deeds. So what is the necessity of actually finding all these excuses to reach to these wrong conclusions?
I want to say that, you know, maybe unfortunately some people they have this assumption mm-hmm. that this is my personal faith, mm-hmm. this is my personal choice.
This is, let's say, personal look at the Islamic yeah. beliefs. But Islam is not something personal, yeah. like individual. This is something that actually, this is a prescription for all humanities, and it defines different relations for human being with themselves and with the society, as you said, right?
Yeah, I want to say that Islam starts, first of all, from personal issues, mm-hmm. and then goes to the societal and global issues, mm-hmm. okay? I want to say that you cannot say that I have my personal choice and I want to keep it inside, and I do not need to, you know, share it with other.
Yeah,
you have to be courageous. Mm-hmm. You have to show your faith to other people. Of course, I want to say that it does not mean to, let's say, to have a kind of route to other faiths, and to make trouble and to cause dispute among society. No, I'm not talking about these issues. I want to say that sometimes we need to be courageous.
Very
and
true.
To practice Islamic duties to, you know, and our Islamic duties and our societal and personal duties, we have to do it. And sometimes we have public duties mm-hmm. and responsibilities. We have to do that. You can find a lot of examples for that. Okay.
That's true.
I gave the example of hijab for the female Muslim. For women, and then we have the donation. Sometimes you need to have some donation for establishing a mosque,
yeah.
or for example, to other people.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir. Inshallah, inshallah,
inshallah, you'll find your way. So sometimes we ask and we are recommended to pay something as charity while it's not in public. But sometimes it is recommended to do that in public in order to actually encourage others to go and to do charity things, to pay for charity things.
Exactly. I just gave it as an example. It is recommended to do the charity sometimes in hidden in order to save your sincerity, ikhlas, mm-hmm. toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Exactly.
But as you mentioned, according to other verses of Noble Quran, you need to do it publicly, but always maintain the attention toward only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Very true.
Because charity is one of the worships. You can find a lot of many other public responsibility that we cannot be careless about that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Let me share one of the verses of Noble Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ. Those people who have faith and righteous action, they are from among the best and noblest creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mm-hmm.
So, what does it mean, faith and having righteous action? Righteous action is not always in hidden,
True.
You cannot hide your faith. You cannot keep it for yourself and to not to indicate it to other people. You know, even into your day-to-day action and interaction with other people, you find sometimes it is necessary for you to show it and to indicate it that to other people that I am Muslim. Mm-hmm. And I have, maybe some differences with other people, mm-hmm. okay? And to not to be shy about that, not to keep it only for yourself, mm-hmm. okay? I want to say that just take pride.
Very true.
Of your faith. Take pride of your personality and try to establish and to make your own personality.
Sheikh, in order to investigate about the roots of such, let's say, doubt or misconception, I'm asking you to, is there any recommendation to from Islamic resources to tell us that, okay, this case is the time to hide your beliefs and to hide your Islam? Is there anything that we need to hide it? Is there any case, for example, like that of taqiyya or dissimulation? So we have been said, okay, in that special case, you need to dissimulate and to hide your beliefs and conceal your beliefs. Is it the time of dissimulation to do that at the moment or not?
Talking about the dissimulation and taqiyya, it is only in some circumstances when you have the fear of yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe some people that are going to kill you, yeah. or to damage you. Okay, or they are going to steal your property and you have the severe damage, mm-hmm. whether to yourself or to your property. In that time, illa man ukriha wa qalbuhu mutma'innun bil iman. Except those people who have full force to do that, okay, mm-hmm. to hide their faith and their religion, while their heart is, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have faith toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, taqiyya and dissimulation is not lie. Mm-hmm. Rather, it is kind of protection, and it is rationally acceptable to protect your life and your property and to avoid any kind of severe infliction to your, self and to your purpose.
So even in this case, it's the time that you need to save your life, not any other cases. So all in all, we want to reach this conclusion that hiding our Islam, hiding our beliefs is not something which is recommended. Rather, it's better to declare it and disclose it and to say openly that, okay, alhamdulillah, thanks to God, I am Muslim. Praise be to God, I am Muslim. And these are my beliefs. And in case we do right actions and righteous actions, we can be a good role model for others as a Muslim.
You know, I want to add to your point that self, pride is very important. To take pride of your religion and your faith and not to feel humiliation. This mm-hmm. is very important.
Very
and
true.
To not to shy that I am Muslim and to want to hide your faith
very
and
true.
Not to show it to other. And when your responsibility, public responsibility, requires you to do something in public, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Do not be afraid of anybody or anything else and only rely in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And this openly actually claiming your Islam gives you and protects you. Why? Because as a Muslim, you are not allowed and you don't dare to do anything that looks indecent. So you need to be a Muslim and to do good actions, inshallah.
Exactly.
Thank you very much, dear Sheikh, and your respect listeners for staying tuned with Q&A in Islamic Beliefs from IRB English Radio. Till our next session, I'll leave in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Aliyin wa Husayn wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن إن في الجنة نارا من لبن علي وحسين وحسن.